What kinds of things does Dora do during the day now?
Well, right now she's not doing much. She's not sewing very much. She was sewing some dolls earlier in the winter. She made quite a few dolls, crossed up. I mean, little skin, all the different kind of skin.
She called it just plain. That's what she just said. Where does she sell those dolls?
She sold them to the storekeeper down here. She wants them. She paid a pretty good price for them, too. I guess she get her money's worth, her money for it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And what else does she do during the day? Both of you do together?
Nothing. I don't do nothing. She washed the dishes and cook.
You got it lucky, huh?
Well, I'm an Eskimo, not supposed to do anything. A woman's supposed to do all the work.
Really sounds like a good deal. Can I sign up?
Where are you getting your firewood from now?
Oh, we get it from timber up this way. We only could get the dead wood, the dried sticks. Right now, our president down here tells us not to cut any green trees, so we leave our green trees alone.
Who's the president?
Alan McConnell down there.
And what is Rhoda in the?
Well, she does. She was doing a lot of little secretarial work, and she do some other things. She goes over for the meetings for us sometimes.
Does she have a special name for what she does?
No, she do mostly everything. She's one of the directors.
So how do you get this wood from up there? How do you bring it back home?
Well, some people cut it for me. I cut some, and we had Wallace, Nick Dunhollet in for us, and he got some of the wood for it, so that way we could get it easier. He needs wood himself too, you know. He got not many places to get wood. He gets wood over there, but they're all cleaned out over there with dry wood.
Is that across the river?
Yeah, across the river.
Okay. What happened to all the dry wood?
Well, we don't have too many dry wood now. We have to go long way next time, I guess. I don't think there's enough dry wood close enough around here now.
When he went to get the wood, did you go out too?
Sometimes I chop little wood up there for them to haul, and make the trail. That was my work this winter.
That was your work to make the trail?
Yeah.
How far did you walk?
Find the wood and make the trail to it. That's all they need. They could get it easy.
Did you walk or take?
Yeah, I walk. I chopped up the trail too.
How far up did you go?
Oh, that's about 1 mile, I guess.
So when you go and get groceries and things at the store, how do you get over there? How do you bring?
I usually walk down. Sometimes we pull a little sled to haul our groceries up. but at store down there, they gladly haul our stuff up anyway if we buy something there.
So they deliver your food?
Yeah, they like to do it. They don't want to haul anything up us. Sometimes we haul it up ourselves. Not too much. We don't buy too much at a time.
So, do you have get-togethers with your family around here? Do people come over, or do you go visiting?
No, we don't visit too much around here. Even my kids don't visit us too much. It's too lonesome for them, I guess.
Do you spend much time? Do you read when you're at home?
We do lots of reading. I mean, we have all kinds of magazines, and we do plenty of reading.
That's
all we do now.
What kinds of magazines do you read?
Oh, we have all different kinds. I don't know what we got. All kinds of magazines.
Do you have a favorite magazine?
Yeah, we have this Reader's Digest that has a good magazine. You get quite a bit of reading from them. And we have some true stories, of course, that just mostly for women, I guess.
Do you do other things like listen to the radio or?
Yeah, we listen to news, especially that KJNP that put out all the news you could get. They put it out pretty good, and they have a good radio that they could pick that radio up from most anywhere. They have that 50,000 watt radio that they could pick it on Kobuk and from everywhere. It comes in good all the time.
Do you ever send messages through that radio?
Once in a while. I don't use that very much. Mentu, I think, I have that full all the time. Mentu, all the time Mentu. And quite a bit of Wiseman. Wiseman put out some too.
Who do you send message to when you use that?
Well, if you want to send a message, you just call a KGNP radio to put out a message. And they do it right in the evening mostly, 9:30.
So who do you give message to? Who do you want to give message to?
I don't know. Oh. We don't use that much up here. Uh-huh. Once in a while the kids use it, like when they're going to have a potluck on a la carte or something, the kids would send in a message to KJNB that they hear it right away. That they didn't have no telephone that time.
When did telephones come to
Bedouin? Well, how long we had the telephone? 2 years now?
Four years. We still talk for 2 years. Mm.
You were staying down someplace else?
Yeah, we had the cabin down here, just beyond Wallace place there. And that burned up last summer. I think the kids burned it up.
Did it burn up after you moved out?
Yeah. Oh, after we moved up here, and we were down Kobuk at the time too. But our daughter, Ella, down the lodge, now she was using that place.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She lost all her things, all their clothes and things. We had a good couch in there, you know, that you could pull out to make a bed. She was using that too, and we burned up. And a cupboard that we left in there because she was using them, so we didn't want to pull them out. It all burned up. But $500 or $600 worth of records, phonograph records. All burned up. It belonged to our kid.
And you said you think the kids burned up the house?
That's all we could, only way we could figure. We didn't know who. And Wallace was up right next door to him. He didn't know how it started until it was put a big blaze.
What happens here when there's a fire? How do people try and put it out? Who puts
They try to put it out from down the field. Everybody came up, I guess.
Firefighters.
But it was too late. It was already a big flame in there. Had no water. It take a long time to hook up the water down to the river.
How do they hook up the water at the river?
Well, they got a pump, a gas pump, gasoline motor pump, and that take a long time to hook it up, so everything was gone by then.
Is that summertime? Is that the same way they would hook up for water?
Yeah, well, the firefighters, BLM, they got their pump hooked up down the river. How they get their water back or for their use back there and to mix the retardant that they put out the fire. They got a hose running all the way back there.
So, were you living in Coba a couple of years ago?
We went down last summer when her mother was sick, and then we stayed down there over a month, and we stayed down there.
Why did you decide to move to this cabin? To move out?
Well, we need a new house, and we need a better ground too. That ground is all right if it was. We had plenty of gravel hauled into it, but that gravel is kind of high now. See, cost $25 a load for a little gravel now, so that take too much money.
How many loads does it take for the floor?
Well, I don't know, if we were still down there, we had to have about 8 or 10 loads to cover the whole thing there.
And so what was happening to the floor? You said that it wasn't too good.
The ground wasn't too good. It was too low. Sometimes there's the little swamp behind us. Sometimes when there's too much snow, water got kind of close to our place. It never came to our house, but close to our place. And it was too low. We got good high ground here now. It's all gravel. No need to haul no gravel. It's right there.
Do you ever go visit your children who don't live in Bettles?
Oh, yeah, we used to sometimes. We don't... last year we just visit one of them, one family. Sometimes we go to... One time we went to Kenai and Anchorage to visit our daughters we haven't seen in a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of Kenai?
This wasn't here. Kenai, it was in that Kenai Lake. That's on back this way. They were living around there then, working.
What do you do when you go to Anchorage, and what do you think about?
Nothing. It's just we don't stop there. We just, we stop there long enough to catch another plane or train or whatever we could get. One time we had to. I was short $4 or $5 for a train. Train ride to Fairbanks. They didn't want to take my check for $5, so I pulled my our stuff out and got a taxi and drive up to Fairbanks from Nenana.
You took a taxi all the way?
Yeah.
Whoa. How much was that?
From Anchorage to Fairbank, yeah.
From Anchorage to Fairbanks, yeah. You took a taxi?
Yeah. And it was a long way around to that time, you know.
You didn't know new highway, you had to go through Glen Allen?
Yeah, yeah. There were no new highway then.
No. Well, how much was that taxi ride?
It's only $250.
he was drinking all night long. He was sleeping. Yeah, I sleep with my daughter. In the morning we was going to go with my two boys. He can't get in that train because as we pay round trip from Quebec, and he go in the car. That time.
Oh, so you went in the train and. Uh-huh. And he went in the car?
No, go down to Anchorage from Fairbank. Uh-huh. We was going to go home, go up to Fairbank with that train, same train again. And he stopped at that. Uh-huh. And he pulled, he got our suitcases from the train. He started to look for car.
Did all of you ride in the taxi?
Uh-huh, two boys and me.
Well, how much was the train ride one way, if you took the train?
I don't know. How much? Not very much. Train ride is cheap.
$40 or something?
No, I don't think that much. I forget how much.
It was a long time.
Because
what year was that?
1965, I think.
1965.
Yeah.
You took a taxi from Anchorage.
Yeah.
What did you think? We were going to go home.
Were you mad at those people because they wouldn't take your check?
Yeah, the railroad. I found out they never took a personal check, I guess. So I was stuck. I had to go to the bank and call up Fairbanks for some money.
So you could pay the taxi driver?
Yeah, enough to pay a taxi driver anyway. Well, it was a good trip. We see the country. We see some.
Put that in train. And we'd come home in highway.
So you saw a different country on the highway?
Yeah.
Was that the first time you ever took that highway?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I went down on it when I went over with a friend with this Darrell Morris over here. He happened to be going to Anchorage and I took a ride with him and Sandeesh on the train.
What did that taxi driver do? He drove all the way to Fairbanks, and did you have to pay him to drive back too?
No, that was $250 was the trip to take us to Fairbanks. Uh-huh. When he drove back himself.
He didn't find somebody else to take back?
I don't know how. Maybe he pick up some money.
Oh,
I don't know how he got back.
I didn't
see him.
I tell him, stay one more night. As we could go up to Fairbanks, you know, we paid round trip already.
Uh-huh.
He don't let us go. He was drunk yet that morning.
No, I got some money from this fellow here, but I didn't know just where he lived, and I didn't know his phone number either.
So when you got to Fairbanks, did you stay with people you knew there?
No, we always stay in the hotel. We know those people. They used to live down here in Battles. He was running that hotel. We could stay there any time we want.
What hotel is that?
It was an old steel hotel that they condemned not long ago. They tore it down.
Well, what do you think of all the changes that have been happening in Alaska since you were a little boy? You know, things changing fast.
Well, I think that a lot of things changing, like Fairbanks. First time I went to Fairbanks, it was not very big. You don't have to walk very far to get out of town. After you pass 4th Avenue, there's hardly anything when you first saw it.
So what do you think about it now when you go there?
All right, now it's too much. Now you get lost if you don't know it. Like the first time I thought, the first time I saw it, I thought I get lost. I don't know which way they're traveling. I was riding on a cab, you know, and twisting around like that. And I thought, how in the world does he know where he's going? because I'd get lost right there. And later on, I catch on to it. It was nothing to it, I guess.
So what do you do, or who do you see in Fairbanks when you go there?
Nothing. I just got out of work and on a boat and happened to go up Fairbanks and see the town and try to find a job too, but there were no job, hardly any in the fall anyway.
What year was that?
1926, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about this year when you went to Fairbanks? What did you think about it then?
Oh, it was... I know that Fairbanks put a well by now, you know, and it got put a big... But... We know open every place in there now, so we don't get lost very easy.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go there now?
Now we always stay in a hotel. We don't want to bother our people. Sometimes they're too far away and they're too much bother if we stay with them. They don't have much time to drive around with us, some of them.
Do you do any shopping or things like that in Fairbanks?
Sometimes we do little shopping, usually before Christmas. It's a Christmas shopping sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Who do you get things for Christmas, or what kind of shopping?
Oh, some little things for the kids. We have a lot of kids everywhere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't do very much for them, but I just remember them, that's all.
Sunday, April 9th, at the home of Frank Tobuck in Bettles. Okay, yesterday you were talking about Chinese matches.
And what? Oh,
those Chinese matches you used to use?
Yeah.
I was wondering what they look like.
They just look like a block of wood, you know, a small block of wood. About an inch square, and all split up. Sometimes I think it has 100 matches in one little 1-inch block, and it's not broken off. It holds one end is holding it. And they got this sulfur, some kind of stuff, Chinese matches. It's small, but they. They work pretty good.
Are they like matches now that you just strike them on anything?
You strike it on anything. I've seen them old white people, you know, they were wearing them blue overalls, you know. I seen their pants wear out from the matches. Sometimes they wear out right through. By striking the matches.
Did you use those Chinese matches? Did you use those
matches? I used them when I was a kid. That's all they had. That's all matches were on there. Mm-hmm.
Did your family have those all the time?
Well, ever since I know that's all they had. I never seen them used as flint. Very much because they were using those matches when I found out anything about them.
Did they ever tell you about before there are matches? What they used to do?
No, they have those flint, and some people use just a plain wood. They have a certain thing to. Twist that wood fast enough, it'll make some heat and start a fire.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could, if you can tell me what it was like, what it smelt like, and what it looked like when you were going to school, like at the mission, what the desks look like, and how many kids maybe in the class, and what kind of smells you remember. Maybe we can start with what kind of smells you remember.
What kind of what?
Smells. What did it smell like in the school?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it smelled like, but we had, in those days, I don't know how many children there were. Quite a few, maybe 10 or 15, maybe 20. I don't remember.
Did you have recess time?
Yes, we had recess time, I guess, 15 minutes, I guess. And that's in the morning and afternoon.
What would you do at recess?
Oh, just go out and play in the snow. That's all we had then. Like I got snow and a lot of it sometimes.
Yeah. Did you have snow games? Special games that you play in the snow?
Well, we play in the snow quite a bit. Sometimes get our clothes wet in warmer days.
What would happen when you get your clothes wet and you go back into school? What's the teacher say?
No, I don't know what they would say. Nothing, I guess, because we dry up in no time at all anyway.
So what kinds of games would be out in the snow?
We don't have too many games. We had, we used to kick around football. It's not like that. Those white people football. It's just this round ball. Make it out of moose hide, I guess. And we have lots of fun with that, just kicking it around.
Did the boys and girls play together?
Well, sometimes they're all partners. All the girls on one side sometimes wouldn't keep up, you know, so it's got to be even, boys and girls on both sides.
In those days, did boys and girls want to play together like that?
Well, they have to, because the girls couldn't keep up with the boys, so it's not fair.
How did you choose teams?
I don't know. They just no truth. They just divided up among them. There's a certain number on each side. They have this football, you know, they try to kick it from one end. They have a mark on the other end, maybe two like this, and let it go through that, you know, from whichever is could do better would win, you know.
What would happen to the winning team? What did they win?
Nothing, they just playing.
They just keep score.
Yeah.
Did they give you lunch at the school? They feed everybody lunch at school?
No, they don't. We don't have no lunches then.
So what would happen lunchtime?
I think we run home for our lunch most of the time. Sometimes not very far, but across the river, we have to pack a little lunch. It can be easier than running at about 3/4 mile across.
So you didn't go home for lunch?
No. It take too much time.
What kinds of things did you pack for lunch?
Oh, mostly meat, rabbit meat maybe, cooked. As I told you before, that's all meat we had, rabbit.
Yeah. So did you stay in school and eat your lunch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what kinds of desks you had and what you wrote on?
What kind of what?
Tables or desks, what they looked like?
Oh, we had some kind of desk. It's way different than they have now. They had a school down here at Old Bettles. The first school was up in this part of the country. And that folded up. There were no more people living there. So the mission got those desks from Bettles. They're just a desk about this long, I guess, and with a little thing like this, drawer.
Did everybody have their own desk?
Yes.
And you got to keep, what kind of things did you keep in your drawer? Do you remember?
Well, we have, we had a first reader. second, third, and fourth. That was the highest I ever seen. And they never give us no grade. I don't know. I don't even know what grade I was when I stopped school. Because they never told us what grade we were. But I remember I was reading a fourth reader. My last book.
Fourth reader.
There are all different books out there. It's not like we don't see those things anymore.
Do you remember anything that was in the fourth reader?
Well, not much. It just some things, I don't know what, a little harder than the second and third, that's all.
Do those readers, is it just stories, or do you have to write? Oh,
it's some stories, I think. I don't remember them much. Just try to learn how to read them, that's all.
Were these stories about, what kind of people were they stories about from around here?
No, it's everything was made outside. We have not one word of Alaska.
What did you think about all that outside stuff?
Well, we don't know them, you know, but we just learn a little bit about what they're doing in the readers and the books, that's all.
Did you think their life was different from yours?
And they're way different than us, of course, because we don't know anything about that kind of life.
When the kids would read about that in school, did you ever laugh at some of the things in the book?
Well, I don't know. I never thought about those things much. Those teachers, they want us to learn that, nothing else. They don't want our old customs and things, and we had to try to learn their way, which we couldn't, I couldn't, most of us couldn't anyway, I guess.
Were there ever times when you would forget to speak English?
Yes, once in a while we forget to speak English and talk our language a little, and we get scolding or something for that, because we're not supposed to say one word of our language in the school.
When would you forget? Like, what times would people forget to speak English?
No, I don't know. When we get excited or something, I guess, among each other.
Were you allowed to use your Eskimo and Indian names in school?
Well, they called me by my Eskimo name, whichever they could pronounce and things like that. They try to use our Eskimo name in school.
Were there any other words, Eskimo or Indian words, besides your name that they allowed you to use?
No, I don't think so. They never tried to learn our language. Maybe they don't want to do it because they don't allow us to talk it, so they don't like our language, I think.
So none of those mission people learned?
No, not around here. But down Kumbak, there's a lot of white people could talk our language pretty good. They learn it.
Mm-hmm. Were any of them mission people?
I think some mission people could talk our language a little.
Do you remember any kinds of things that were up on the walls in the school?
No, I don't know what we had. We had the United States flags. Maybe we have a few president pictures, I guess. That's all, I guess.
What did they have you do anything with the flag?
No, I don't know much about
Oh. So where was that flag? How did they have that flag up? Do you know?
No, I don't know how they put up those flags. It's a certain way, I guess, to hang them up.
Mm-hmm. When you would go to school in the morning, what's the first thing they would do?
Let's see, we'd go praying. We'd have that prayer book, and that's what they do most of the morning anyway. Study those prayer books and catechism. We had to learn that catechism by heart all the way through.
Did kids have to go to school? Like, if parents didn't want their kids to go to school, did they have to?
No, they want all of us to go to school. Our parents, so that's why they don't travel around anymore. They want to keep us in school. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Why did they want you to go to school?
Well, they thought that was learn a white man's way and learn to talk their language and things like that, I guess. And I don't know what else. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any people who didn't want to do that? Didn't want to go to school?
No, most everybody, all the kids go to school whenever they're around in town.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Oh, another thing I was wondering about. You were telling me that 1 month, I forget what month it was, maybe November, that it was the month when the velvet comes off of the horns of the caribou.
Well, that's in September.
September.
Mm-hmm. Around September.
Uh-huh. What does that mean when the velvet comes off the horns? Does that mean, what does that mean?
Well, I just call that month that name because they usually set their velvet from their horn at that time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Are caribou good then?
Yes, they're pretty good to be. That's just before the rutting season, rutting time. Uh-huh.
So would people go hunting then?
Yes, when they were, that is what I heard, they used to hunt them because I told you I never seen a caribou until I was put a big man in.
And what about when they're rutting?
Well, I never, not too much acquainted with them because they don't live around here, they don't rot around here. They'd be rotting just up here now, they'd be rotten before they come this far, so.
Another thing I was wondering about was you were talking about how some houses didn't have ventilation, you know, snow houses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That little snow houses, they usually have a ventilation up on top something, just a little hole, I guess. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, you said that a couple times people died.
Yeah, I think that I never got a real story about them because they know it's you cannot live inside the snow if you have some kind of a flame. flame going in the house. They could take rocks or stones, heat it in the fire, and take them in. That don't hurt as long as there's no flame in there. And warm up the house pretty easy, I guess.
Did you ever do that? Heat up rocks and take them inside?
No, I never tried that. I've been under the snow, but I never used much fire.
So when have you been under the snow and not used fire?
Oh, sometimes when there's nothing, no timber or anything, you gotta stay under the snow to keep warm.
Yeah. How do you put that snow on top of you?
Well, that's easy. You take a block of snow and build it up a little way, and you can cover that with a cloth or something. Or sometimes the people have snow all on top and all around. I never use that kind. I usually have a canvas or something to cover the top. It's easy.
Yeah.